look at this. Oh, well, where's Jackie?
Oh, she's there.
Oh, cool. Cool. And Diana's over here. She's got a microphone.
Can I ask you guys to move down one so Steve can sit where you are, dinner?
Yeah. We're good. And then we're going to grab this. Okay. Come on over here, hon.
Oh, wow.
You want to sit here or there? I teased Yoli. I said, if things don't get flowing, don't worry. I'll just call on one of you and tell you to prophesy. Yoli, what's the Lord saying? And I wasn't meaning that, but it must be the Lord. So you'll be first. Just one sec. We'll give you a second. She's already shot. And Gaynor. And then we'll have the mic. Pardon me? No, we don't need a pulpit. So here's the deal. Take a moment, get a pick. Oh, no, Cammy, just take this seat then.
Are you guys going to pray for me?
No. No, we're not going to pray. Come here. You sit over here.
It's like the hot seat.
Yeah, it's the hot seat. No, I wasn't doing that. I was giving you the place of honor.
Yes.
Anyway, last year at the conference during Purim, there came that burst of sound of freedom, of liberty. And we committed ourselves, probably about 20 of us, and prayed through the spring and in through the summer, all the way up to the fall conference, which was the Highway 35 conference, about what we heard, and we were trying to discover liberty teams, the sound of bringing liberty, which is first mentioned in Leviticus 25, 9, and 10. I'll read it to you, just as we're all familiar with this. This was and is still the hallmark, the foundation scripture of our church, because it's where we gain our name. And it wasn't my idea for the name, so I think it's really a good scripture. It says, "You shall count 7 Sabbaths of years for yourself, 7 times 7 years, and the time of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be to you 49 years. Then you shall cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month on the Day of Atonement. You shall make the trumpet to sound throughout all your land. And you shall consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a Jubilee for you, and each of you shall return to his possession, and each of you shall return to his family." So, in the year of Jubilee, which was, and we've heard and they're hearing that really this coming Yom Kippur will launch a real significant year of Jubilee. So we're in sync. We're in closing the 49th year. But there were 3 main points of freedom. One was to the individual, that you shall proclaim liberty to everyone. That meant whoever you were now captive to or to where, you were free to go forward. You were able to return to your possession, which is the part of your inheritance that had been given to you. When God brought all of Israel out of Egypt before they crossed the Jordan to possess the promised land that God had given Abraham by promise, it was all given as an allotment. So there was already, the territory was already chosen by God before they possessed it. So God said, that land is mine and I give it to you. And in the course of time, if you lose, you know, get into bankruptcy, there was no bankruptcy back then, other in a form there was, but it was never really practiced very much. Every 7 years, debts were supposed to be canceled. So really you were supposed to have all debts removed. But in the course of losing land, losing family, losing family members, you would find yourself in captivity. But at the 49th year, the sound of the trumpet of Jubilee was to be proclaimed, and you were to be released from whatever captivity to debt you were serving under, and you were released to return to what had been given to you by God to your family before you had ever really set in, you know, your life had set in motion, and all that debt that had lost your land, it was returned. And then third, you were to be returning to family, so those members and relationships that had been scattered and spread abroad for whatever reason, there was a freedom to come back. So we're praying, okay, Lord, how do we do this? And the only thing we always kept hearing was, it's a sound that we do not yet hold, but it's a sound that's going to be heard. And so don't go and try to do what you've done before. Try to listen and wait on me until I bring the sound, and then it will release the way it happens and how it goes. So we kind of just dropped it. After the Highway 35 conference, don't try to get out of your stuff. Let me into your stuff. I want in possession. The Lord's been kind of nurturing these ideas of going to London, and we raised a team together, and now we started praying. And as we started praying, the Lord started saying, here, I'm beginning to send out a sound of freedom. And so understand, in every one of us is the image of Christ. We receive Jesus and the fullness of who he is inside us, though but a seed, though but just a beginning point. And inside that image of Christ, there is the opportunity and promise of Father to bring the fullness of Christ inside of us. Within that, you have unique callings, giftings, special places, and everyone in here. But what happens in our journey with Jesus is we fall into captivity. We find ourselves in debt. We get overwhelmed in circumstance. Life gets too busy, too beyond, and we find ourselves shut down and limited. The sound, which often comes through prophecy or visions or the sound of the Holy Spirit, is meant to liberate us from the place of whatever stuckness we're in. That's what happens in worship, happens in the corporate setting, happens in our private quiet time. But when the sound is heard, it was something that would, first there would be a hope amongst the people. It's coming close to the year of Jubilee, the restoration of all things. We're coming into our future. Can't wait. What's that going to mean? What was my inheritance? Where was my future going? And all of a sudden, the sound is brought forth. They did not have social media. They did not have the internet, no broadcast networks, no radio. So it had to be everyone proclaiming liberty throughout all the land to every inhabitant. So literally, it would be all of us going around and immediately saying, did you know it's the year of Jubilee? You're free. You're free. Go into your liberty. Go into your inheritance. Go return to your possession. You go do what God called you to do. And internally, people would take that sound and say, okay, I'm going forward again. No one had to be told where your family is. We all know where we grew up. We wouldn't have to try to remember what city did I grow up in. So it was like an activation. And I believe tonight, as we just start to share, and again, this group could be sitting there and you could be sitting here.
Yeah.
Do you understand? There's no difference. There's no value. It's just getting the sound alive again. Getting the voice alive again. And so what's most important for all of us here, there, on the internet tonight, wherever you listen, is that you, every one of us, leave here having heard the Lord say something that is freedom. That's freedom. God is into freedom. It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, stand firm in your liberty and don't be re-entangled with the yoke of bondage. And the bondage, unfortunately, that Paul's talking about is the law. So it's not about go back into living your lifestyle of rebellion. It means don't try to now stay righteous by living right. Stay righteous by believing in a wonderful Father who continually liberates your life and calls you into your future. So if we pull our faith toward God, I believe we're going to start hearing Holy Spirit speaking. And you will hear him say something or multiple things about, hey, let's move forward. Here, this is your calling. Yes, God can do it. Yes, he will raise the dead. Amen? Does that make sense? All right, so we're just going to now let the sound and the movement, and you, whenever anyone here is ready, they have the liberty to grab the mic and declare, and let's start pulling, and then we'll pray. Are we good with that?
Yeah.
Okay, so Yoli is going to start.
The song that Diana sang today, Now I Have a Purpose, Now I Have a Destiny, I Was Chosen for His Glory, that just hit my heart because I have a purpose. Yes. And I have a destiny.
Yes.
And I've been chosen for His glory. Amen. Regardless of the situations I've been through, I've been liberated through Christ. There's no doubt about that. And every one of us can be liberated through Christ. Everyone can be, do what God has called us to do. Me here, who in the world would have thought that? I am not educated. I just look pretty. So for God to choose me, he can choose anybody.
Yeah.
Trust me, anybody can step out. Just step out and just trust God. I've had to, since I've been here at Jubilee, I've had to trust God, not me, not my education, not my looks, but God. God, he chose me before the foundation of this world. He chose every one of us before the foundation of this world. We have a purpose. We have a destiny. We are chosen for his glory. We need to go out and be, let the glory of God rise up big within us.
Yeah. We'll go to the next slide. We'll go back and forth. Yeah, good.
I felt like were saying, okay, you're saying that we have a purpose, we have a destiny, but I feel like the world is just caving in on me, and I just can't see the future. And the Lord says, the future's right there. All you have to do is reach out and take it. And he's just hovering over you right now. He just wants to envelope you in his love. His love is so powerful, and he just wants you to receive it. So I just speak that over you all right now. The love of Jesus over you, over your circumstances that will change immediately. They will not continue to be the way they are. Yeah. I just say over you that God's love is just permeating you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. And when you get up in the morning, tomorrow morning, you will see your circumstances differently.
Yeah.
They will not overcome you any longer because God's love will let you see through it what his love can do.
That's good. Go ahead. Whoever has the mic speaks next. So it's like a hot potato.
Okay. So in life we go through certain things, and even following the Lord, sometimes it just seems so hard. There's just situations and circumstances that come our way, and it's like, Lord, where are you? I can't find my footing. Like, are you still there? Do you remember me? Hey, I'm right here. But it's so funny because in the midst of it, he never speaks to the circumstance, and he never speaks to how you're doing in the circumstance. He always speaks to who you are in him. So something that he was giving me was Isaiah 60, and he says, arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and the deep darkness to the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And the Gentiles shall come to your light, and the kings to their brightness of your rising. So I just feel like he's saying, lift up your eyes all around and see, they will all gather together. They will come to you. Your sons shall come from afar. So with that, I just say, like, arise to who God is calling you to be. Don't look at the situations. Don't look at the circumstances. Just incline your ear to hear and hear who he's saying you are. Just like, I'm trying to blank right now, but with Gideon, he would always call him mighty man of valor.
So just
ask God who you are and just walk in who you are versus who you think you are.
Good. That's good.
Okay, I've got the mic. while we were praying, I just saw two pictures, and I'll share the first. For the first one was I saw a tent, and immediately that scripture, you know, expand your tent pegs came to me, and that felt right, and so I just kept praying. And what I saw was like it was like an encampment of tents, like a medieval battlefield where you'd see those camps. And I sensed that they were filled with angels, and God's encampment of angels was with us. And I also felt like with the London team, there was a encampment that was going ahead of us and with us too. But then the other thing I saw, and everything I saw had to do with movement, but it was very purposed movement. I saw a big moving, actually a regular size moving van, parked next to a house. It was in a tract. You know, in a housing tract, and like in Southern California, your typical stucco housing tracts that looked like they were built in the 50s, you know, nothing fancy, but it wasn't run down. And the moving van was filled, and I had a sense there was an angel driving it. But it wasn't just one van. There was a whole line of vans. And it wasn't just one house that was packing up and moving. It was the whole neighborhood that was moving. And the word that came with it was, it's moving day. And I felt like the Lord putting a key. No, it wasn't just one key, but keys in my hand. It was like I could feel the keys, and I felt like the Lord was giving each of us keys to our new homes and to the future, and it's time to move on. Mm-hmm. And he's asking, will you trust me that I have every detail planned out? I know exactly what is perfect for you, and it's like the packing's done, the garage sales are over, it's time to move.
Wow. But David, just how many received that? Can you hear that? Okay, just we're growing in this. Pray it over us, David. Release it, because we agree with that. I want
Father,
that.
we thank you for the angels that you've sent to help us.
Yes.
In every way. We thank you, Lord, that you've said you have a future over us, Lord. You have a plans and a purpose and a future for each of us. We thank you that you know each of us intimately, that even though we haven't seen or imagined, we haven't seen the place you're taking us, but we know that it's good. Yeah. We trust you, Lord, and we ask you to help us in our faith. Help us as we're going into this place that is unseen, as we go into what you have for us, that we would all enter into the place that you have for us. And we thank you so much for your love for each and every one of us.
We
in
agree.
Jesus' name.
We agree. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead, Christina.
I hear the Lord say, my children, I'm releasing the spirit of freedom over all of you. The old things have passed away, and the new is yet to come. And I'm releasing freedom into each one of your lives. I am releasing all freedom and removing all captivity. I'm pulling you out from where you are, where you think that you're stuck. I'm picking you up. I'm picking you up. I'm pulling you, putting you where you're supposed to be, on that road of holiness, or where I want you to be, my children. You don't have to be concerned as to where you are. Just trust me. Trust me and keep your eyes on me.
Yeah.
I will do all the work. I will do all the moving. I will do all of your needs. I will bring all of your needs into your hands. Just open your heart. Open your hearts to receive all that I have for you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Jackie.
Thank you, Father God. I'm just honoring you, Lord. Thank you. What I see that the Lord is doing is I see chains breaking. I see chains breaking off of people. He is releasing you and giving you the freedom to move. Move in his freedom that he has caused for you, that he has died to give you that freedom of liberty as been spoken. He loves you so much, and he does not want you entangled in bondage. He wants you free to move. He said, move in his being, move. He said, I'm in you, the hope of glory.
Yeah.
He wants you to move in that hope. That he died to save humanity.
Wow.
And he loves you with an everlasting love. You were not a mistake. You were on purpose. And God loves you. And he wants to set those captives free. And he is removing those chains. I see them breaking off of you. I see them. So I decree and declare that, Lord, have your way, and the chains are broken, and they will move in the freedom that you have given them.
Yes.
Move freely among them, Lord, and bless them in Jesus' name.
Yeah, amen. Thank you. We see that.
I'm kind of like my wife. I'm not quite sure where this is going to go. But long ago, my children, long ago, when this country was first formed, it was said, the British are coming. The British are coming. And I say to you now, blessed are they who come in the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
Blessed are they who come in the name of the Lord. As your ancestors came to this shore, to have religious freedom. I say to you now, you are bringing a new freedom back into this land of Britain. That you are bringing, I am anointing you, and you are bringing a freedom that you have not seen before. You are bringing an anointing that has not been seen before, for this is the time. This is the time for me to move. Do not think of yourself as small or insignificant, or say to yourselves, well, how can this be us, or this is just grandiose. I say to you, no, no. Many will follow in the same way. Many will go to many other places, yeah, and they will come in the name of the Lord. They will come in the name of the Lord. They will come to bring anointing. They will come to bring healing. They will come to bring music. They will come to evangelize. They will come. They will come. We will come from this shore to give back to others what they have given to us. I say to you, you go back from these shores to give to others what they gave to you. For my children, I say to you now, my spirit rises. My spirit rises. As you sought freedom here and you prayed to me for freedom and I brought it, now I say to you, there's a freedom in this land that I'm bringing to England. I say to you, there's a freedom in this land that I am bringing to England. And as I bring you there, I take the spirit that is within you, the spirit that is within you. For that spirit has been in that land, in that country, in the British Empire, in the United Kingdom for centuries. And I say to you, your spirit is going to be strengthened. Your spirit is going to be strengthened. And so this house, when this group comes back, I say to you, your spirits will be strengthened, because there is a strengthening in the history of my spirit in that country. And I say, you will bring it back. You will bring it back. And those who are here will say, blessed are those who went out in the name of the Lord, and blessed are those who have come back and given what the Lord wanted to bring to us, for we feel the strength of the Lord.
Yeah, wow. Diana, just since that prophetic word came about going to Britain and the sound and the liberty and the bringing it back, and we've got a team coming from Britain, what would you say over that? Because you're kind of, Diana is doing all of the details, so she actually is doing all the work. For both our going in August and Commonwealth, which may bring a team as large as 20 to be with us in end of September, 1st of October.
Or a Hope Conference, or a Fall Conference.
Yeah.
Hope. There's a lot. Okay. you want me to pray, or you want me to share?
I just thought we're prophesying about Britain. You're involved, so whatever.
Yeah. Larry, you've been coming up a lot today and the last couple of days. And when you released your School of the Evangelist, the Lord was speaking to me that was a precursor for liberty. Because what you did is you called out everyone and said, in the fivefold ministry gifts, everyone's an evangelist. Whether you are an apostle or a prophet or a pastor or a teacher, an evangelist, you said everyone is an evangelist. And the Lord's been bringing you back to my spirit today a lot and yesterday a lot of what is about to be released. And that as this is the London Liberty team, we have a Thailand Liberty team getting ready to go out. We're praying into an Israel Liberty team. And please understand that this does not negate the past season and anything that's happened until this point. If you have gone to nations before this moment and brought liberty, yes, you have. And that was no less, that was no greater. It was the will of God. But now there is a new moment and a new sound that we are blessed to be among those who carry in this house that sound that the Lord is releasing in this season. And as Pastor shared, when Jesus hit the earth, there was a sound. There was a sound that was released, and those who had an ear to hear heard and responded to the sound. And that I say among those because I don't know what else he's doing in the earth. I just know what's going on right here in Camarillo. And right here in Camarillo, there is a sound that we are carrying. And it's culminating, and it's growing, and it's coming, and it's about to be released. And those who have an ear to hear are going to hear that sound. They're going to recognize that sound in their spirit, and they're going to go, I know this sound. I must follow the man, Jesus. And it's coming. And David, I love that you said it's moving day.
Yeah.
The Lord is... I'll finish, Larry, in a minute. I'm moving out of one room in my house into a larger room. And the room that I'm in currently has all the storage of my house. And I'm moving into a room that is much larger, but it has only two cupboards, as opposed to the other room, which has 12 cupboards. And in the process, we are purging the old season.
Yeah.
And there is not room in the new room, in the wider space, for all that we carried before. And my daughter just keeps going, old season, pitch it, old season, old season, old season, old season. And I'm like, wait, wait, wait. She's like, no, old season. And, but what is happening, and what the Lord is showing me, is that you are not to carry what got you where you are. It's an offering. And you lay it down, and you walk into the place with the sandals on your feet and the tunic on your back.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
because yeah. He's taking you into a much broader place, and to bring and to receive what He has for you in that broader place, you have to lay down what you've carried.
That's good.
You have to lay down what you've been a steward over. You have to lay down what you have been faithful to. And you come into a new relationship with the Father in this place. It's like a sonship. It's like the prodigal who left, but he came back and was restored as a son. It's a new season where we're putting the old behind. I have this peach tree in my yard that's laden with fruit, and I was sharing in our meeting today. I don't understand all the fruit. Because I'm moving, I didn't have time to harvest the fruit. And now all this gorgeous fruit is spoiled, and it's covering the floor. And I'm like, Lord, what does this mean? Does it mean that we won't have laborers to gather the harvest? Are we distracted? And as I'm sitting up here, he said, no, no. If you are about my business, fruit will fall, and you let it fall into the ground, and you let it die so that it will bear seed, and you stay faithful to the fruit I am leading you to. But if we are worried about the fruit of our labors of the past, we won't move on into the new.
Mm.
So I want to release that right now.
Yeah, it's received.
Lord,
I receive it.
It is moving day. It is time to move out of the past, of our past faithfulness, of our past promises, of our past beliefs, of our past ministry, our past duty, and it is time to look forward into the broad land where you are leading us. Lord, let us not be tripped up by the fruit that we think should have been harvested, and let us trust it into your hands so that we won't be hindered and that we won't miss the greater harvest that you are bringing, God. Lord, help us to step forward in moving day with freedom. Movement and freedom keeps coming up tonight. Let us shake off the things that have hindered us. That's our heart concerns, our heart cries for our loved ones, our heart cries for the things we haven't seen come to pass. Let us lay those down at the foot of the cross and be free to move. Yeah. Move into the broad place you are leading us now.
Right? Yeah.
Into the broad place. And Father, as you are leading us out, and then you are leading the UK here.
Yeah.
We receive in advance.
Yeah.
What you are bringing.
Yeah.
We receive in advance what you are preparing them to release in us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we are sending ahead of us into the Spirit all that you desire to be brought from Jubilee to them. In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Kayla, that's good.
So
thank you.
He gave me a question to ask you guys, and it is, now that we know we're chosen, and now that all our chains are broken off, are we going to have enough faith to walk through those open doors? And he gave me Isaiah 45, and it says, I will go before you, and I will level the mountains. I will break down gates of bronze and cut through bars of iron. I will give you hidden treasures, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord. And he just wants me to pray over an abundance of faith to flow over all of you. And just faith to walk through the little things of life, the big things, any troubles that you're having, just faith to step out and give everything to him, to like fall back and know that he's going to catch you.
Wow.
So let me pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for coming into this building tonight. Thank you for coming into our hearts, Lord.
Yeah.
Just fill our hearts with faith, Lord. We need you. We are nothing without you, Lord. Just fill our hearts with the hidden treasures that you promised us, Lord. We love you so much. And give us the faith to pass out those hidden treasures. Give us the faith to speak about you, to give words of encouragement, to pass out love to everyone that we encounter, Lord. You have our back no matter what. And just let us stand firm in knowing that we are chosen and that we are your hidden treasure.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Kayla. Thank you. Johnny.
Praise the Lord as we go forward to London, England, as the Lord has will provide the way and be his glory shall prevail with us as we go forward. We want prayers from each and every one of you to let the Lord know that we are going there for a purpose, and the purpose is freedom. And freedom is the love that the Lord, that's the love that God has given us, each and every one of us. And I want to share something with you. Today was a day. It was a day where it looked like everything went wrong. But the Lord pulled me aside and said to me, you are a child of the King. Represent me as you should. And and as he provided this with me, and I realized at that particular point that I live in this world, but I'm not of this world. Thank you, Lord, for that marvelous word that you gave me in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Johnny. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Allison.
Yeah, well, I wanted to share a quick testimony. It's kind of what God put on my heart. You know how sometimes when you're going to speak in front of people, something physical happened to your body, like your hand all of a sudden starts hurting, and that sometimes means that the Lord wants to heal people's hands, like in the room. Well, I felt like the Lord dropped on my heart this idea of liberty and freedom and things being, you stepping in from a place of hopelessness about a situation into a place of actual freedom and hope. And just this week, I had been, not just this week, but I had freedom this week of a bombardment that had been going on in my thinking and lies, and just I've started feeling so heavy about these lies and things that the enemy was saying that I was praying, and I was like, God, I feel like hopelessness is kind of like getting embedded in my heart towards these certain issues in my life. I feel like it's almost like wedged its way in, and I don't know how, I feel powerless to get it out. Like, I actually feel like, am I just going to carry this forever? Am I just going to, like, I didn't know how to get out and rise up and step into a broad place. Like, I had no idea. I just thought, you have to come through. You have to come through. I can't step out of this in my own power. And I feel like, so this week I had two different people tell me, Allie, like, I feel like
you need to start declaring truth. Like, you need to start declaring the opposite of what you're hearing, which I've heard that before, and I've done that before, but for some reason, it's like there was just so much God on those words, and so I just started saying, like, God, I, in the midst of, like, blah, 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 if you've ever just felt heavy and, like, the warfare sometimes feels so intense, and it feels like that's the reality you're in instead of the reality of heaven, even though that's not true. But I just started saying, like, even though I didn't feel like it, like, this is who you are, this is who I am, this is what you said you're going to do, God. Even in the midst of not believing it, I just started, like, speaking truth and speaking, like, the word of God. And it was like I felt like, like, I just kind of, like, that stuff was just, like, so easily, like, I just was able to rise above and, like, step out of it. And it, all of a sudden, it was like, that's not as hopeless as that felt. And that hopelessness isn't as embedded in my heart as I thought that it was. And I just, I feel like tonight, the Lord is here to set at liberty those things that might have been there even for years, or that you forgot what hope feels like in certain areas. You forgot what it is like to be free and to walk in freedom and to walk in liberty. But that's nothing for the Lord. So I just declare over you tonight, in the name of Jesus, a spirit of liberty, the sound of liberty bells right now in your life, in Jesus' name, that it's not an empty hope. It's not just, I'm going to believe, but it's never going to happen. No. God is hope. And I ask, Father, that you yourself rise up on people's behalf tonight, Father, and I just declare that the Lord is in your life exactly what you're hoping he is, exactly what he said he is, exactly the God of the Bible is your God, and he created you, and he can recreate things in your life. And so, Father, I just declare just that creativity, that supernatural creativity where you restore and you set free, Father, even those listening on online, Father, or watching online, Father, I just declare complete freedom right now in the name of Jesus.
And looking at the word freedom, God kept reminding me, in order to be free, you've had to be a slave to something. You're a slave to your past. You're a slave to your circumstances. You can make yourself a slave to anything. And he's reminding me that in order to get to your freedom, you have to have faith to get past your circumstance, past your past, past anything that has gone on in your life that's preventing you from moving forward and moving ahead into what God's calling you to. And Diana and the worship team sang the song, No, I'm No Longer a Slave. And that is so critical to be free and to walk in what God wants us to, is to be free. And God wants to release faith in us and faith to us that we can get past that, that no matter what it is or what's going to come against us, that we are already in victory over it, that we have the win. The enemy will keep trying to say you're a slave to your past. You're not. God has victory. You will win.
Yes.
You will overcome. So I just decree and declare over me, over this house, over everybody here, that we are no longer a slave, that we are free. That we walk into God's destiny and his calling in our lives, that all the bondage over us is broken in Jesus' name, and that we are free to do what he wants us to do and to what we want to do. In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Thank you, God. Hey, Carolyn.
So I just want to pray. I just want to declare over this house, the house of Jubilee, that we have freedom, and the Lord has given us access to the heavenly realms. And it doesn't matter what circumstance that we are in, doesn't matter how things look or feel, it's just the moment that we choose, the moment that we just exercise our faith, and the door is standing open, and there we are. The Lord has made a place for us in his presence, in the heavenly places, to be seated with Christ Jesus, far above all circumstances, far above every principality and power and might and dominion everything and every name that is named.
Yeah.
And so the people of Jubilee, I just release that. Just, we just have the freedom. I just release that freedom to be disengaged and disentangled with all the circumstances, all the arguments, and every accusation, every question. And I just release you to be free to demand any explanation and just say, be free, children of the Most High God, to live and to dwell and to breathe and to move in the realm of where the Lord is, the Spirit of the living God, and live and truly live and live and breathe in and drink of the river of the living water and open our eyes to see and behold the color, the living colors, and to behold the light and the beauty of the living God and to breathe in, to breathe in, to breathe in the Spirit of the Lord and to hear His sound. I just release that over you in the name of Jesus.
Wow, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Go ahead, yes.
No pressure, I'm last, right?
No
pressure.
No, Cammie will be last. It's your second to last.
Oh, gosh. Everything that I'm hearing up here is really happening. I mean, it's happening to me too, the packing and all that stuff. But what I'm hearing from God is in Exodus 3:14, and in the old Catholic Bible, it says, "I'm probed to be proven, or I am who I am." And what He's saying to me with that, and He's saying over the House of Jubilee, He is becoming everything in order for you to be free. Everything. He became the loaves and the bread for the 5,000 men who were fed. He became that.
He became
that. He became the anointing oil for Jesus when Mary brought that fine nard oil. He became the oil that released in the house that gave Jesus the power to go. He's becoming everything you need to be that. My contractor keeps on telling me, stop spending money, because I'm spending it faster than he can build it. But I laugh, because the more I spend, the more it grows in my tree. And I'm actually getting a high. I'm proving God to be what He needs to be. I'm actually pushing myself. It is fearful. It isn't easy to just keep going. You know, I'm also causing my plumber to have a little fit because I keep on, and they're fearful for me. But I'm not. The Lord also said what Diana tapped on. I think it's Chronicles, the prayer of Jabez. Expand your territory. This is the time, like Herd's daughter says, old season. Well, you're in old territory. We're in old territory. We need to go deeper, further, beyond than we know. Because God is going to become, even in the territory of relationships, even in the territory of our feelings and our dreams, He wants to enlarge everything. I mean, that's the part where us as Liberty have yet not had, we don't have the freedom of language in that yet. We're still birthing that.
Yeah.
You know? Because it's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. And God has also had me look up the word sovereign. And we all know what sovereign means. But the part that really struck me, I didn't know that the 113-gram gold coin in Britain is called sovereign. Sovereign. The Lord is in everything, in everything. So my prayer for us as a sound is expand, Lord, expand all the way, deep in every area. Keep pushing. Lord, I call up all the people who are praying here, especially on during the week where we're praying for everything, from Are You Burning to England to the Thailand movement, all of that, Lord. I pray for you to be expanding even that territory, even more and more and more. Let it cause others who are from other places to fear how much we're pushing God to the very limits of bursting forward.
Yeah.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're the person who's so good at wrapping everything up. So, yeah, before we all shake the dust off our feet and move forward here, I just wanted to share, just from my perspective, which has been a little bit different, and I think everybody out there will just affirm this is true. I have been so thankful and grateful for this team. And I think as you're sitting there, you can feel how God's really prepared each person and, you know, just downloaded what he wants them to carry. On Sunday, it was because of my sandwich situation, and I'm always like either with a parent or a grandchild, I haven't been able to go to the meetings and participate in everything. But Sunday, Rob, I was actually on my way to the restroom, and Rob is trying to help me figure out what to eat so he could take care of me. And it felt so much like my own natural son. My older children actually treat me very kindly. And
you're younger, too. Oh,
they're not exactly there
but,
yet.
But yeah.
And then tonight, the thing about the chair was Myra recognized, you know, and Yoli, that's not a comfortable seat, you know. It might be like right under the spotlight, but, you know.
Yeah.
So she was moving for me and calling me, come and, you know, sit here with me. And again, I had that same feeling like it was like my own, it was like my natural children. And I just was like so overwhelmed, like how much all the young people like chased Christian around and helped do, you know, all this stuff and look after me. And I'm just really grateful. And you hear on then the adult team members, you know, it was so good just to hear everything that God was, you know, speaking through you. And I mm-hmm. was just like, yeah, this is just, I'm getting, you know, revived, you guys. And I just felt, you know, I was thinking, you know, we can't take it lightly when we go, like those small things that we do. We might not think we're carrying anything, but we are. And the Lord reminded me of a time way back when we weren't married, we were part of a ministry, and that particular ministry, we were designated to go to a particular church, and we were supposed to be part of the ministry team for them, and we had an assignment. Oh, you know, we had lots of assignments, but I remember a particular Sunday where we had to prophesy to somebody and then write down what we had prophesied, and I don't remember the fullness of it, but on that ministry team, because it was part of a large church, there were really powerful ministers, and so I'm just like, standing up there, you know, what could I possibly do? I have nothing, you know, So everybody, they got done, and they had a time when people came forward. It was kind of like before even the sermon was given. And so I didn't prophesy to anybody because I kept thinking, oh, there's all these, you know, like big name ministers here, and they're going to hear me, and oh, this would be terrible. They'll think, you know, I shouldn't be up here. So everybody started to, like, walk away and sit down, and I'm thinking, Lord, I'm flunking this ministry thing. So I thought, what can I do? And he says, there was a lady going back to her seat, and he said, you see that woman? I just would like you just to go meet her. So I went and introduced myself to her. And she was so blessed that at that point in time, I was, you know, in my early 20s, that somebody young would come and say hello. And she started to cry. And I found out later on, she was healed of a difficult situation that was going on in her body. Because it was just so touching to her. That was really the instrument that the Lord used, person. Yeah. Would even be interested in her. So I just want to encourage you, maybe just going and saying hi to somebody. God could send us that whole way there just to bless Rod and Julie and their camp. We don't know. It could just be that simple. So Let's all don't be under pressure.
Yeah. You know, when you were saying that, what I was hearing for all of us is that the sound of liberty had to be proclaimed for a whole year to all the inhabitants. So we can all begin to declare freedom to each other, to anyone we meet. And it doesn't have to be, thus saith the Lord, I now declare you free. You know, sometimes that's the way it feels like you have to say it. But other times it's just, wow, love your shirt. You look great today. And all of a sudden there's an affirmation, because a lot of times you hear God not just in when people are saying, now God's about to speak. You hear God in the vessel carrying God, just speaking life. So I really believe we're practicing so we get a clarity, and we want to sow back into the church because the church should be the first to receive, and we want to see this sound activated and come alive. So we're going to come down and we'll just put the worship music on. And if there's something that resonated or some point of prayer you want to carry, come on up and we'll pray and bless you. It's just that simple. You don't have to come, but if there's something that connected, faith draws you up, then faith will be rewarded. And just, if we can all just open up our hands and our heart, and I just want to close this with prayer because it's 8:35, and I want to pray for those on the internet. So Heavenly Father, we don't know what sound of liberty we carry already. And we don't even at all oftentimes recognize the treasure that's inside our earthen vessel. But Lord, you made it a point that treasure was from you and not from us. We carry the treasure, but you are the treasure. And we ask and we decree over this house and over the internet and over everyone listening that the treasure of God inside of this body of believers, inside these canisters, these little earthen vessels, would come alive and we awaken the hope of glory, Jesus in us. And it would come alive in our conversation, in our welcoming, in our greeting, in our moving on and moving out. And Lord, we don't have to go all the way across the Atlantic to bring freedom. We can just go across the aisle, across the street, across the block. So Lord, allow the sound of freedom to be heard even when we're not trying to bring it. May it be that there is a liberation through Jesus Christ in the planet, upon the earth, and upon our hearts in Jesus' name. And now, Lord, let whatever confirmation of your word and signs follow, let them come forth now for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you. So we'll come on down, and God bless you. You're free to go, and you're free to come up and pray, and we'll just get in a nice line. Thank you.